This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. You've been looking to buy a house lately? Yeah, not so easy, huh? Here's one reason you might be having trouble. Since 2005, the number of single-family homes on the rental market, that is, not available to buy, has gone from 10.5 million to 17 million. That's according to the Urban Institute. And while a lot of those rentals are managed by individuals or small businesses, a growing number of them are owned and managed by corporate landlords with shareholders and stock prices breathing down their necks, which could mean, as Marketplace's Kimberly Adams reports, some big changes as we become a nation of renters.
Sorry to do this, but I need to take you back to the peak of the housing crisis.
10.7 million households nationwide are underwater on their mortgages.
Here in Nevada, it is ground zero for the housing crisis in this country. Look at the valley behind.
Home prices here have dropped more than 61% from the peak in 2006.
At one point in Las Vegas, one of the hardest hit cities, one out of every 14 homes was in foreclosure. And investors, the only ones with cash, were snapping up those cheap homes as fast as they could.
Nice to meet you. Hi.
Hi, Ashley.
Realtor Sean Marion remembers that time well. We talked during an open house for a four-bedroom, Mediterranean-ish style home in the Las Vegas suburbs. It has a pool with two waterfalls. Marion told me back during the crisis, he got a lot of business from a Canadian investor.
I sold him 52 homes in a 12-month time frame, and we wrote offers on about 400 homes, and these were all cash offers.
Plenty of American companies stepped in, too, including big players like American Homes for Rent, Colony, and Invitation Homes. They bought tens of thousands of distressed properties in cities like Atlanta, Phoenix, and Las Vegas and converted them to rentals. Jade Romani is a managing director at the financial services firm KBW, which works closely with these companies.
I do feel that the companies purchasing put a floor on home prices.
Romani says even though the homes accounted for only about 1% of the market, or about 200,000 homes nationwide, the sales helped end the free fall in prices.
These companies entered in and had the capital to invest directly in cash. Then they also put in an average around $20,000 of capital improvements.
Like much of the country, the Vegas market is rebounding. Prices are up almost 13% in the last year alone, according to the Greater Las Vegas Association of Realtors. But the slow recovery changed things, says John Restrepo of RCG Economics in Las Vegas.
A number of institutional investors came in with the anticipation that in a few years, they could then resell those homes as the housing market came back. It's not worked out quite like they anticipated, primarily because the housing recovery took a lot longer than anyone anticipated.
But it seems to have worked out pretty well, at least for these corporate landlords. Over the past week, several of the big players have rolled out solid quarterly earnings. But growth, says Romani of KBW, will depend on creating concentrated areas of housing where rents are rising and you can bring down maintenance costs.
The real way is to be a scaled player, which means to own north of 500 homes in a given market so that you can efficiently service the homes.
With the housing supply so tight and prices rising, it's not so easy to snap up cheap homes anymore. So some of these companies plan to expand by building new ones and putting them up for rent. In Las Vegas, I'm Kimberly Adams for Marketplace.